story. Then I'll just turn the bell.
Hours have passed, and of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale.
The horror. The horror.
Stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, though if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you humbly but sincerely, turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Wednesday. Got a request for an episode from Lights Out this week, a series that aired between 1934 and 1947 on various networks for various durations. It's one of those radio shows that made it to television as well. There was a series from 1949 to 1952 produced for NBC, which was apparently done in part by I Love Lucy, of all things. But that's the TV show. This is the radio show. The request was for Murder Castle, an episode we've heard before, based on the story of the Chicago serial killer H.H. Holmes. First aired on Lights Out on February 16th of 1938, reappeared August 3rd, 1943. Here's Murder Castle from Lights Out.
For Mr. Henry Stewart, if you please.
Oh, you mean about the advertisement.
Yes, that's right. I got here as soon as I could.
That's all right, as long as you got here, that's all that matters. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Just put your suitcase down there. It'll be all right.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll come right this way.
Thank you.
Just step in here, Miss...
Malone. Ella Malone.
Oh, yes, of course, Miss Malone. Now then, you'll have a chair, please.
Oh, thank you.
There we are. Now then, Miss Malone, to be perfectly frank with you, I wasn't quite expecting you today.
Oh, I'm truly sorry, Mr. Stewart, but you see, I took the wrong train and I had the hardest time finding the house. I do hope you'll forgive me.
Of course, don't give it another thought. Promptness may be a virtue, but we all can't be virtuous, now can we? Now then, you're here in answer to my advertisement.
Yes, sir, you wrote me.
Oh, yes, of course. You're the young lady from,
From Queensville.
Oh, yes, Queensville. You have my letter with you?
Oh, yes, sir, right here, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now then, Your friends know you came here, of course.
There's no one very much interested, Mr. Stewart.
Come now. A pretty young girl like you, no young beaus, so on.
No, sir, there's no one. I mean, sir, you can depend on me to give all my attention to my work.
Very commendable indeed. My work, as I wrote you, is entirely confidential. My philanthropies are, to a great extent, entirely sub rosa, no fuss, no feathers. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir.
As my secretary, my affairs will be entirely in your hands. My checking account, my finances, and so on. Entirely in your care.
I understand, sir.
It's quite a responsibility, and you're quite a young woman. And as I wrote you, the bank...
Oh, yes, sir, I understand. The bond, I brought the money for it, $300. I've got it right here, sir.
Oh, fine. That's very businesslike, yes, indeed. I'll give you a receipt, and there we'll be.
Mr. Stewart...
Yes? Oh, my pen. Oh, yes, here we are.
My money, will I get it back from the bank any time I leave your employ... I mean, when you want me to?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. Now then, here we are. Received of Miss Nellie Malone.
Ella.
Oh, yes, of course, Ella. Memory isn't quite what it used to be. That's why I need a good secretary.
I'm very good at remembering things.
Oh, you are. Now then, here we are. Guess this receipt is in good order. Received of Miss Ella Malone. $300 to be deposited with the Merchants Bank as surety bond. And to be returned to said Ella Malone upon request. There's my signature. Now then, how's that?
I'm sure that'll do very well, sir.
Now, you have got my receipt, but I...
I beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Of course, I have it right here. I am sorry.
Oh, well, I understand. The excitement of your trip.
Here it is, Mr. Stewart. You see, I had it already in an envelope. Now, if you'll open...
Oh, no, not at all. Bank can do that when I send it to them in the morning. Now, just put your purse down there, and I'll show you through your new home.
Yes, Mr. Stewart.
Now, we'll go right up these stairs.
Yes,
sir. Oh, yes, you... Find I have quite a place here. 3 stories high, and every inch of it my own design.
Rather dark.
Oh, careful now. Oh,
I'm all right.
Mustn't hurt yourself. Hardly the way to start a new job. Now then, here we are. Got a nice room for you, very nice. Fact of the matter is, you can choose any room on this floor.
But, Mr. Stewart, your daughters...
Daughters?
Yes, won't they object? You said...
Oh, yes, my daughters. I did write to you about them, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, never mind about them. They're upstairs studying. Now, right here. I suggest that you take this room, at least for the night.
Whatever you say, Mr. Stewart.
Get the light on. There we are. Nice, isn't it?
I've never had such a large room. If you've got one a little smaller...
On the contrary, my dear Miss Malone, you'll find this one small enough. Perhaps a little too small. Yes, indeed. Entirely too small.
But, Mr. Stewart... Locking the door. Mr. Stewart, why did you lock the door? Mr. Stewart, why have you shut me in here? Mr. Stewart, please answer me. Mr. Stewart, please let me out of here. Mr. Stewart, please let me out of here. It's getting dark in here. Please, Mr. Stewart, let me out.
Yes, Miss Nord. There's no doubt in my mind at all that you're the very person I want to employ as my housekeeper.
I'm very glad to hear that, Mr. Stewart.
Of course, the matter of being housekeeper of a place as large as mine calls for definite qualities, you understand, of course.
I'll always do my best, sir.
Well, one certainly can't ask for more than that, no, indeed.
Your wife, maybe she'd like to talk to me?
My wife? Oh, yes, of course, I wrote you about my wife, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Well, my wife is out shopping. As soon as she returns, you will meet her. I'm sure she'll find your recommendations as satisfactory as I did.
Makes me very happy. I've always wanted to work in a fine home.
Now, about money.
Oh, any salary you want to pay me, Mr. Stewart, it's all right. I just want a chance to show you how good I can do your work.
Very commendable, yes, indeed, very commendable. But we must agree on a salary. I'm the sort of man who has respect for money and expects a similar respect in others. Oh, yes, and speaking of money, you'll be wanting to open a new bank account, I suppose.
Bank account?
Yes, it's my principle that everyone employed by me should have a savings account. builds character. I'll open an account for you in the morning. You can transfer any other bank accounts you have back in your hometown up to my bank. Convenience, you know.
Oh, no, sir, I haven't got that.
Hmm?
I haven't any money in the bank back home. I took it all out.
Oh.
Wasn't much anyway. What was left of father's insurance money after my mother died.
Oh, yes. Well, now then, supposing you leave all your things here and we'll go look over the house, hmm?
That'll be very nice.
Right through this door.
I'd be glad to be working in such a big house.
Right this way. Oh, yes, quite an establishment here. Designed it all myself.
I work hard, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, yes, I'm certain you will. Now then, right down these stairs. I'll show you everything downstairs first.
You have a washing machine?
Huh? Oh, yes. Everything modern, everything convenient. High, wide basement. There you are. Now, watch yourself. It's just a little dark down here this time of day.
Oh, it is a big basement, all right. But hang up plenty of washing down here.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, if you just come this way.
You building something down here?
Building? Oh, yes, indeed. Always building, always changing, always remodeling. Change. My hobby, always changing things.
Hard to keep clean.
Now, don't you worry about that. Everything will be cleaned up in short order. The bags of sand and concrete mixer, everything will be out of the way. Won't bother you at all. No, not at all. Now, right this way.
You're making more rooms?
Oh, yes, indeed. With nice, clean, concrete floors. Here, look at this one.
Kind of dark.
Oh, come on, get closer. All my own work. You see, the floor is still wet. I like concrete, don't you?
Yes, it is clean.
Yes, covers everything. You know how deep that concrete is? 3 feet deep. Yes, ma'am, 3 feet deep. And I just poured it an hour before you honored me with your presence. 3 feet. That'll make a mighty thick slab of stone, won't it, Miss Nord? Thick enough to cover you. Yes, indeed. A fist to the point of the jaw is still a most effective soporific. Well, you're quite a light woman, my dear Miss Nord. Up you go, and in you go. Face down. What an unusual bed you lie in, Miss Nord. Sinking down and down and down. And the concrete will harden. And I guess I will have to get myself a new housekeeper.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's lean back now and relax for a moment. And now back to our lights-out story of Murder Castle.
Hello, is this the employment agency? This is Mr. Stewart. Mr. Henry Stewart. I'm interested in employing a nurse for my child. Someone preferably unattached who can live here with my wife and myself. No, just send me their names, addresses, and references, and so on. I'll send you a check for the services. My address is 424 East 7. Yes, that's right, just their names and addresses. Yes, I'll send you a check. Goodbye. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, what is it?
Is Mr. Stewart in?
Oh, yes, indeed. Won't you come in? Hi, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you.
You're answering in regard to...
I took care of your position. You wrote me a letter.
Oh, yes, indeed. Won't you step in here, please?
Thank you.
You sit there, I'll sit here. We'll get better acquainted. Put your suitcase down there any place. So. Now then, I'm afraid I didn't quite get your name.
Ray. Betty Ray. You wrote me.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember you distinctly. Now then, you have my letter to you just to sort of refresh my memory on the circumstances, don't you know?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Eh?
I didn't bring it with me.
Oh, Well, then, suppose you tell me a little more about yourself and all that's happened. Mother and father see you off the train, I suppose?
Oh, no, sir. It's the way I wrote you, Mr. Stewart. I'm quite alone.
Oh, yes. Well, but first there's the matter of the surety bond. I wrote you about that, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, I felt quite certain of that.
Mr. Stewart, I was wondering...
Yes?
Have you had many secretaries?
Why do you ask that?
I want to know.
Why do you ask that question?
And what happens to them after you hire them? Tell me, what happens to them?
Young woman, just who are you?
My name is Betty Malone.
Malone?
Betty Malone. My sister Ella came here a month ago about a job, and I want to know where she is. Do you hear me? I want to know where she is.
I don't think I quite know what you're talking about.
Why do you lie to me? Why do you lie to me? She was here, she was.
Well, then, what makes you so sure?
A letter you wrote her, the first one. I waited a whole month, and then I came here. And as soon as I saw you, I thought something was wrong. And now I know there is. My sister Ella, where is she? You've got to tell me.
What if I tell you again that I don't know what you're talking about?
I'll go to the police. They'll make you tell the truth. I know she came here. I know she did. Why do you laugh? Why?
Because you're being a very foolish young lady. Very foolish indeed. There's no need to get excited. Of course your sister's here, and very happy too.
She's here?
Yes, yes, and very happy too.
Well, then take me to her. Please take me to her.
All right, all right. No need to get excited. Of course I'll take you to her. I intended to all along. I was just having a little joke with you.
Is she all right? Is she all right?
Of course, of course. Now then, come right along with me. Come right along with me. Yes, yes, she's right up here. Been with me for over a month.
Why didn't she write? Why didn't she tell me?
Now then, right down this hall, and you can ask her that for yourself.
This isn't a trick, is it?
My dear young lady, you have easily the most suspicious mind of anyone I've ever met. Why, I'm quite a helpless old man, and you always have recourse, as you put it, to the police. Here we are, right in this room. Well, go right in.
All right. Wait, it's locked.
Well, knock on the door. She'll open it for you.
Ella? Ella, it's Betty. Let me in, darling. It's Betty.
What do you know? Must be sleeping.
Please, it's Betty, your sister Betty.
Well, now, she certainly is a tight sleeper.
But she can't be sleeping. Open the door. Please open the door.
All right, all right. No reason to get excited.
Quickly, open the door, quickly.
Now, don't excite yourself needlessly. Well, I'll go ahead. You open the door.
Ella, it's Betty. Ella, what?
Now then, my dear Betty, we understand each other clearly, don't we?
Ella. Dead.
Nothing like a complete understanding now, is there?
Ella. Dead.
Oh, it wasn't so difficult. I shut the door, sealed it, and nature took care of the rest.
Ella. Dead.
She died quite easily. Much easier than others.
Why?
Why do I do it? It's a very simple explanation, young woman. This is my business. Yes, yes, my business. Some men make their fortunes in stocks, some bonds, some in business. And this is my business.
Why?
Why? Why? Why is any business conducted? Profit, my dear. And I've made quite a neat little profit. Oh, yes, and a very safe one, too. Yes, and you're the very first to come wandering about looking for one of my customers. The first. And I assure you, the last. Oh, yes, 30 women have come in my front door. 31, including you and Ella. Come on along.
No.
I'll tell you all about them. You'll find it most instructive. Yes, indeed. Now, come.
Don't hold my arm.
Oh, but I must. These collars, they twist and turn. Oh, yes, it's best I hold your arm. Get lost easily around this house. My most interesting house.
Where are you taking me?
Yes, there were 30 before you. Most interesting array. I used to read the want ads in small town papers, and then I'd write letters. Oh, most interesting letters. I needed a secretary, a housekeeper, nurse, excellent salary, unusual accommodation.
Oh, well, I knew this had happened.
Yes, indeed. And they brought all their worldly belongings with them, generally in a suitcase. Little here, little there. Oh, why should it be most profitable? Now, in this room, for example...
No, don't open that door.
No, perhaps it would be better not to. The one in here came to be my housekeeper. Oh, let me see. How long ago was it? Oh, well, no matter. She came as a housekeeper, and after she went into a retirement in that room, I found in her suitcase such interesting bonds. Why, I tell you, my eyes fairly pop right in my head. Oh, yes. It's the uncertainty that makes my little business so very fascinating.
Killed 30 women.
Now, let's go down a little way now, down here. Don't make me pull you along.
Killed 30 women.
It wasn't difficult. Most women are such fools, anxious to believe what they want to believe.
They came here for life, and you gave them death.
Ah, you're the smart one. That's why I'm even bothering showing you my work. I never did the others. And showing you around won't do harm. You won't be talking long.
30 women died.
Now, in this room, well, let me open it and show you.
No. No, don't make me look. No, please don't. No.
Oh, you see? There's no reason for excitement, just an empty room. That's what she thought when she went in here. Then I pressed this button, so. And the floor flopped open as she stood on it, and down she went. Down, down, down. Guess into what? A pit of lime. Oh, yes, I tried out so many different ways of killing them. You wonder why they'll never find me out? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm much too smart for all of them. Oh, not perfect crimes. No, nothing infantile, but just cleverness in choosing the women I do my business with and an equal cleverness in doing away with them. Yes, indeed.
Ella, dead.
Ella, what does she matter? Just another. Why speak of Ella when I'm telling you about my cleverness?
It isn't right for you to live.
Well, you're not the judge of living and dying in this place. I am. Now then, what was I telling you? Oh, yes. Why, they'll never get me.
Ella, seeing you, it's done things in my head.
No corpus delicti. And if there is one, no evidence of violence. Ah, there, that's the secret.
Were you very frightened, sister?
Well, of quick lime, there's no corpus delicti. After that, I can tell you. And not when you bury them in a slab of concrete. Ah, yes, that's the secret.
I could only have been with you, little sister.
Now, this room, let me show it to you. I think this will be your room, my dear.
Oh, very frightened?
You see the door? Airtight. Airtight, yes, indeed. I'll open it. Amazing sight, isn't it? No doors, no windows.
I could have helped you, Ella.
Now, I'll shut you up inside the room, then I'll close the door and press this button here like this. You hear that, little one? You hear that? Pumping, pumping, pumping. And guess what is pumping?
Ella, my
hair. You hear me? Pumping the air out of the room. Yes, that's clever, isn't it? You breathe, and soon there'll be nothing there to breathe, and then you'll die. And if the police do find your body, no mark of violence, nothing but asphyxiation. A most mysterious death, they'll say. In time, they'll decide it's all quite natural, embolism, heart attack. Oh, they'll think up a fancy name to clear their files. Yes, indeed, they always do.
It isn't right for him to live with them.
Now, first, off with the pump. Now, my dear, I think you'd better step inside quickly now so I can close the door and go about my other work. Quickly, I tell you.
No, wait.
Wait for what?
I want to give you something.
What could you give me that doesn't belong to me already?
This.
Gun.
Get in there. Get in that room.
Gun. You had a gun in your purse all the time.
My father's. I got it for the man who... Get in there.
No. What are you doing?
Get in there. I'll press the trigger. Get in there. I'll kill you.
No, don't. Get you. In. Don't. I'm an old harmless man. I was only fooling. I wouldn't hurt you for the world.
Revenge. It's right to revenge, isn't it, Ella? He said to press this button, Ella. The pump. It's running, Ella. Listen to it. It's killing him the way he killed you. It's right to revenge, isn't it, little sister? Right to revenge. 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 Right to revenge.
The air. It's going out. The air. Shut off that motor out there. You hear me? Shut off that motor. Pumping out the air. Pumping it out. The pipe. The air going out. I can't reach the pipe. Shut it off, you devil out there. Shut it off. It'll kill me. Kill me. That's getting thinner already. Shut it off! I'll give you anything you want! Shut off that pump! I can't die! I won't die! I'll tear the walls down! Let me out of here! Air! Man's got the web here! Let me out! Let me out! Well, my ears! Can't hear! Drums breaking.
blood in my mouth. My eyes. No air. Breathing. Air. Give me air. Breath of air. Air.
Revenge.
Yes, listen to her, Captain.
Revenge.
Over and over again.
Revenge.
Such a young and pretty girl.
Revenge.
What could have driven her out of her mind crazy like that?
Revenge.
What, I ask you?
Revenge.
Our horror for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Come back next Saturday for more old-time radio horror. We'll hear from Murder at Midnight. In the meantime, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. A new episode every day, at least one. And links to our forum, Shoutcast Stream, with even more old-time radio. Facebook page, Twitter, and our donate button if you'd like to help support it all. Thank you very much to those who have. And thank you for joining me today. Talk to you again on Saturday with another episode of The Horror.